Welcome back. This is Bob Siegel and Sharon Cochard. We're about to talk about Planned Parenthood and their latest venture, a cartoon, as I understand it, Sharon. And you're very familiar with this cartoon. You're even going to introduce it to us.
It's an 8.5-minute cartoon called A Superhero for Choice.
Well, we're not playing the whole 8.5
no,
minutes.
No, we're going to take one vignette. There's four vignettes in this cartoon, but we're going to focus on one where superhero Dionysus confronts anti-choice demonstrators. That's their words.
Okay, this
anti-choice.
Is a cartoon about a superhero.
Right.
He's named Dionysus after the she.
Yeah.
After the Greek god Dionysus, who was a male. That
it's after an ancient Egyptian goddess of fertility. You're confusing it. I know what you're thinking of. You're thinking of D-I-O-N-Y-S-U-S.
Dionysus.
Yeah, sexual orgies and drunkenness.
Right.
Okay,
right.
No.
Oh,
no. No, this is Dionysus.
What would sexual orgies and drunkenness have to do with Planned Parenthood? How could I have been so off?
This is the Egyptian goddess of fertility.
Oh, well, that's a horse of a different color. Okay, so this is a superhero that, what, goes out and fights in the name of pro-choice? Is that
yes, exactly. And so she...
They're not going to call it pro-death or pro-murder. Pro-choice just sounds...
Right, right. You got it, of course. And the second vignette is a confrontation with anti-choice demonstrators. She does concede that they do have a constitutional right to protest abortion, and then she kills them with a special condom gun.
After
that
she
says a lot about constitutional
rights,
yeah.
And it's a condom gun?
Right, which vaporizes
Good
them eventually.
Grief, just when you thought you couldn't hear anything stupider. All right.
So here the scene starts with being at a Planned Parenthood facility, putting special emphasis on a sign that says, "Pray for thy sins," and the superhero arrives on the scene.
These folks here are known as anti-choice demonstrators. Under the First Amendment of our Constitution, they're allowed to express their beliefs, if done so peaceably, and in accordance with the laws. Yet they can sometimes become unruly, and sometimes they get a little too close. But mostly, I wish that they would just disappear. Hey, that gives me an idea. That's more like it. Open for business. Now everyone that needs low-cost and confidential health care may enter freely without intimidation or violence and acquire information about reproductive issues and obtain professional health services that each of us deserve, be they women, men, or teens. Well, it looks like my work here is finished.
Unfortunately, our audience didn't have the benefit of seeing the video, which they can, by the way.
Oh, incredibly unfortunate that they didn't get to see this video.
They can see it at www.dawneden.com, all one word. But when Dionysus says, "I wish they would just disappear," hey, that gives me an idea. And then you heard that sound.
That whoosh. That kind
three
of
times, yeah. That was a condom coming out of a gun.
Condom gun.
Right. It enveloped the protesters, and then they exploded and were on fire, and trace of the demonstrators were left.
What's the point of a condom gun? If these condoms were working effectively, why would we need Planned Parenthood?
Don't ask such obvious questions.
Oh, this. So she's there fighting for... Sharon, before you go on, can I just say one thing about this
cartoon? Go ahead.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
gosh. God.
I now know I'll live long enough to see an elephant fly if I live long enough to see a cartoon made by Planned Parenthood. I had to bite my lip to not even say anything while we were listening to it.
I know. And, oh, man, don't miss the end. At the end of the video, during rolling of the credits, they decapitate a pro-life person.
Well, and they were killing them with the condom gun ahead of time.
Right,
anyway.
And don't forget, she went on to say, you can now get confidential health care freely without intimidation or violence after she committed
incredible violence. Yeah, well, the health care is really free if everybody's dead and they don't need it. Now, she mentioned something about them having a constitutional right for freedom of speech.
Right.
But then she killed them anyway because they were getting too close.
Yeah.
And were these all male protesters?
You know, it was hard to tell.
Well, they sounded like male. What was that I heard in the background? The rawr, rawr.
Sounds like Neanderthal
man in the
background.
Couldn't tell if that was the wolf man, a Neanderthal man, the mummy, or the Tasmanian devil. Hunt rabbit. I mean, don't they know that most of the leading advocates in the pro-life movement are women anyway, not men? It's such a... And choice is such a nice word. It's not pro-death. It's not pro-murder. It's pro-choice.
Incidentally, Bob, it was quickly taken off the Planned Parenthood website, the Golden Gate in San Francisco.
This
Planned
has been
Parenthood.
Removed now.
Right. And that happened after WorldNetDaily.com reported on it on August 8th.
Now,
so,
what was it about the report that they didn't like? Does anybody
know? No, I don't know what the WorldNetDaily report was, but I'm sure it had to do with the Narl.
The Narl ad about the violence that was being condoned by Bush's Supreme Court nominee.
Right.
And meanwhile, they have this cartoon where they're advocating violence against pro-lifers. Not pro-lifers.
Anti-choice demonstrators.
Does everybody out here know that the phrase pro-life came out first and pro-choice was created in reaction to that? They didn't want to call themselves pro-death. So, I mean, yeah, we all believe in choice, but they don't think the fetus has much of a choice, do they? It's incredible.
Well, CNN is the one that ran that ad, by the way, making, I think, $125,000.
The ad
on
for
the
Narl?
Snarl,
we should call it.
But CNN
Narl
was the only one that was running it. And then, of course, they dropped it, I guess, a couple days ago.
Boy, they're dropping like flies this week, aren't they, Sharon? But this cartoon's no longer on the Planned Parenthood website, but there are websites that are talking about it and critiquing it. And one of which was the one that you gave to people.
That's right. And I think it's on 125 other websites.
Man.
So
we'll probably never see episode two of this, will
probably
we?
Probably not.
I'm tearing up inside, people.
We should make an episode two.
We should do some cartoon characters of our own that fight, stupidity and causes like that.
Wait, we don't need a superhero of our own. There's Mighty Mouse.
We already have superheroes. Superheroes as the good Lord meant them to be. Well, the good Lord also wants you to return with us, 1-888-344-1170. You're listening to The Bob Siegel Show.